Close your eyes. You are about to immerse yourself in a guided meditation that will help you fall asleep. Get ready and make yourself comfortable. Now is your time. This is your well-deserved moment of rest after a long day. Now in this space, you can finally relax. Don't worry about the time or the weather, or what happened, or what you have to do tomorrow or in the future. Just do yourself this small favor and enjoy the present moment. Activate a receptive attitude and let your worries go. You are here now. You are not somewhere else. You are here and you are okay. It is not bad at all to be able to lie down and meditate for a while. And your mind and body will undoubtedly appreciate it. And now let's begin. Take a deep breath. Initiate this moment with those deep breaths. Take 5 deep breaths. Inhale fresh, pure air and exhale all those worries that are absolutely useless right now. Inhale peace and exhale fears, they go away. Inhale tranquility. And exhale the stress and anxiety. With each exhalation, your body is released from all negative energy, and with each breath you take, you are filled with positive energy, calm, well-being, and mental rest. Okay, now find your own natural breathing rhythm. And simply focus on my voice. I am going to mention some parts of the body so that you can focus on them and consciously relax your muscles as much as you can. In other words, so that you can release your muscles from any stiffness or overload you may have. Starting with your feet, relax. Your legs soften. Your hips, let your weight fall onto the mattress. Relax your back. Your shoulders also relax. Your arms relax as well as your hands. Your neck relaxes, your face relaxes, your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your mouth, your jaw. And finally, your scalp also relaxes. Your body rests, feeling a pleasant relaxation, and your mind also rests in calm. And now your imagination will travel and travel until you visualize that you are in the Middle Ages. You are at the gates of a beautiful and large medieval castle. They open wide in front of you. Two guards guard the entrance. But they give you permission to enter the castle. A red carpet is rolled out beneath your feet. At the end of it is a large throne on which sits a beautiful queen. The queen welcomes you. You advance towards her somewhat shyly and without knowing very well what is happening. The queen tells you with a kind expression that she has been waiting for you, since you have traveled your entire life to get here. She tells you that you have nothing to be afraid of. In this kingdom, you can be free, explore, laugh, and enjoy everything you want. But first, she would like to take a walk with you in the gardens of the great castle so that she can chat with you for a while. She takes you there. The gardens are impressive. A small labyrinth formed by hedges decorates it. Stone benches strategically placed under the shade of the most beautiful trees in the garden liven up the view of anyone who passes by. Flowers decorate the green landscape, giving small touches of color, releasing their fragrances all along the way. The queen shows you this festival of nature and color with a proud expression on her face and begins to tell you, "Do not be fooled. Although I rule this town and this castle, you run your own kingdom, and ruling with cunning and love will make your personal reign last forever." Just as this garden is beautiful and requires care, you can take care of your inner garden. Cultivate it delicately and a beautiful landscape will grow that will fill anyone who contemplates it with satisfaction. But above all, it will please you, which is the most important thing. Cultivating your own inner garden is not as difficult as it seems, just like this castle built stone by stone, brick by brick. All you need is the will to do it and to understand that things that are worthwhile take their own process. They need their own time, like each and every one of the plants that have grown in this garden. And only then, by understanding this, will you be able to achieve anything. Perhaps you will need the help of some along the way. Find true allies, true people worthy of your trust, and offer them your help in the same way when they need it. You will soon discover that the world is simpler than it seems. True pleasures are found in the small details, in the small gestures, in the day-to-day, in the work. Even for me, ruling this town is not an easy task, and surely ruling your inner self is not for you either. However, when you rule from the heart in a humble, generous, and kind way, it becomes a truly pleasurable task. Rule your soul with love for yourself and others, with dedication and will, and there will be no greater satisfaction. At that moment, she gives you a small bag of seeds and gives them to you so that you can plant the first seed when you feel the time has come. You thank her for the offering, and as you reflect on the wise words of the queen, you look up at the completely blue, clear, and cloudless sky. And just then, a clarifying feeling like the blue sky above your head fills you up inside, filling you with hope. You see the castle, also imposing and enormous, and in that moment, you know it. You say to yourself, "I'm going to build my own castle." I'll start laying the first stone today, and in the same way, you also repeat to yourself, "Yes." And I'm going to create my own garden. I'll plant the first seed today. And just then, a male voice surprises you by saying, "It's not about what you do, it's about why you do it." Why would you lay the first stone and why would you plant the first seed? Find your reasons, and when you think they're worthwhile, marry them. Quote. Looking behind you with some confusion, not knowing who this voice is coming from, you notice that it's coming from a clever and intelligent dwarf standing right behind you, looking at the castle and the sky with a glass of wine in his hand. Then he meets your gaze, raises his glass and takes a sip and continues saying, "Most men and women would rather deny the truth than face it." Face what you see and what comes. I am a dwarf and I'm not ashamed of it. What can I say? I like to live. Quote. He raises his glass again, giving you a friendly wink as he continues. Oh, don't get me wrong. I know what you're thinking. He tells you. You may wonder or worry what will happen if you delay too long. Thinking that you will be too old by the time you want to achieve your goals, but I will tell you that you will be exactly the same age if you do nothing about it. In this world, observation is all that is necessary. The heart lies and the mind deceives, but the eyes see. Look with your eyes, listen with your ears, taste with your mouth, smell with your nose, feel with your skin, and only then think. And then you will know the truth, and then you will know how to act. At that moment, you observe the dwarf, taking a deep breath, sensing the perfect moment. And then the queen interrupts to formally introduce you to that intelligent little man, for he is her advisor and faithful friend. They both thank you for having received your visit. They only wanted to give you a warm welcome and they accompany you to the door of the castle while they say goodbye to you and wish you luck on your journey. You also thank them for their important advice and you leave there with a deeply renewed feeling. Now you know that you can move wherever you want. So you decide to take a stroll through the streets of that medieval town. The cobbled streets are full of life with the markets and its people. The blacksmith, the peasant woman, children playing, some merchants selling fresh fruit and all kinds of bread. Knights riding their horses. Dancers and street vendors. Is a place full of charm. Is as if the whole town itself were a party. Perched on a small, slightly higher rock, a friendly troubadour recites a poem. It goes like this. I am a troubadour by name. A dreamer. I have rhymes for everyone, men, women, old people and children. Wherever my voice reaches, wherever the nightingale sings, there fly the stories of a life, yours full of glory. Climb up there, high up on Mount Victoria. Walk slowly, observe. Bathe in the Ventura River. Do you recognize it? It is the satisfaction of a man when he sees a world full of opportunity. Listening to the poem amuses you. And then you decide to walk beyond the walls of that friendly and curious town and decide to walk somewhere surrounded by nature. You don't have to try very hard. Soon an immense forest full of paths to take surrounds you on all sides. You choose a path at random. And it takes you to the top of a hill with a beautiful lawn of grass on top of which there is a tree perfect for sheltering from the sun and resting. From there you can see the town and its castle. Could that be Mount Victoria that the troubadour was talking about? Either way, you feel exactly the same. You feel a great excitement deep in your heart. As you contemplate those wonderful views, you feel that it is worth staying in this world and discovering the adventures that it may hold. A small smile appears on your face. Now you feel a deep peace. Now you know what you have to do. And you get rid of your fears and insecurities. You understand that they are useless now. So you take a nearby stone that you find and place it next to the tree. And there on that hill, and at that moment, you begin to place the first stone of your true story. And you take out the little bag of seeds that the queen gave you and you begin to plant your first seed. Now you not only know what you have to do, but why you are doing it, as the dwarf told you. And then you lie down under the shade of the tree to breathe the fresh air of that wonderful place. And to rest after that entertaining adventure, you feel good and your body relaxes. You breathe in the soft aroma of nature. You breathe harmony and calm, filling you with inner security and feeling perfectly at ease in your own company. It's a great moment of relaxation to disconnect and restore all your energy. Now, enjoy this moment, feeling the fresh grass under your skin as you caress it with your hands and feel your body becoming heavier and more relaxed. Oh. Oh. See ya.